We're going to talk about six steps to take for the prayer of faith. We continue on our theme, could teach my people faith, I guess. I was praying about what we should share tonight, and this is what I got. And I was working on some material, and I thought, hey, I better share the information I have already. So reviewed the information, and the Lord already provided for me. It's good when the Lord provides, amen? So let us go to our scriptures. And Mark chapter 11, verse 24, we're reading the King James Bible. And then we're going to go to James chapter 5 and verse 16. And then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 4, 18. And then we're going to go to Romans 4, 17. And then we're going to start over again. Let's give you that again. Mark 11, 24. James 5, 16. B, the second portion of that verse. And then Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 4, 18, Romans 4, 17. I'm going to read those scriptures just like I put them to you, and we're going to mention some things here. So six steps to take for the prayer of faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them why the prayer of faith will work for you, because he had just mentioned in verse 24, or 23, about the faith of God. In verse 23, I guess that's what it is, verse 23, the prayer, he says, have the faith of God. Mark 11, 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, or that you receive them, that is, those things or those desires, and you shall have them. I want you to please take note that he's talking about things, whatever something or whatever thing you're praying about, whatever it's a desire in your heart. You must believe in your heart. You must receive in your heart. Then you shall, the word shall is a future tense designation, and have is a present tense, and you shall have them. So the moment you pray the prayer of faith, you must believe. If you're going to pray the prayer of faith, you have to believe that you have it right then. If you don't believe that you don't have it then you need to go back to the scripture and convince yourself that the Bible promises you something. So don't pray the prayer of faith presumptuously. Don't pray the prayer of faith before you've meditated enough or believe the word of God that you have something, that eventually, the thing you're desiring will manifest. Let's go back. We'll say something about that again. In James chapter 5, verse 16, I believe James must have heard his brother say this at some point in his life. And James 5, 16 says, the prayer of faith. Everybody say, the prayer of faith. That's what he's talking about. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. That word save, I believe, in the original language is the Greek word sozo. Save. Or if you could notice there, it means heal. It means a number of things. The word sozo means a number of things. It means, deliver or save you, like as in salvation, or heal your body, or deliver you from peril or defeat or whatever it is you're having, or from death. In that case, shall save the sick. specifically, and the Lord shall raise him up. The prayer of faith shall save the sick or heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up if he had committed sin. So the word, as it means, also means heal, or you know, in that proper translation. So if he had committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. So I guess that's your last rites. It's where they get those, if you want to see something about the last rites. So let's go to Hebrews 11:1. This is all about the prayer of faith. We're using these scriptures. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith, or faith is now. If it's not now, then it's not faith. If you say, I hope I received it, then you didn't receive it because you're hoping. Hoping doesn't receive. Hoping is like our target. Hoping is like a future sense. So hoping is always future. Faith is always now. So he says the prayer, faith is the substance, or the reality. The title deed that says in the Amplified. Now, faith is the substance of things. Now, we're talking about things, and in Mark 11:24 it says, what things you desire. Well, faith is, it takes what you don't have, it replaces what you don't have now. In other words, the Word of God will replace what you don't have at the moment as your evidence. Okay? So if you say, well, I'm healed. Well, you feel healed? No. You look healed? No. The doctor says you're not well yet. But I have the evidence over here. What do you mean? Well, the Bible says, Mark 11:23, or we look at here, but it says in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, I am healed. Well, you don't look healed. Well, I'm not talking about looking. I'm talking about believing. What do you believe? So faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, your faith is bringing into reality what you hope for. How are you doing that? By faith, by believing. So it's the evidence. You could say this, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and then faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence, or you could say this, the Word of God, the word faith, remember this, faith can be substituted, you can substitute that word faith for the Word of God. This the Word of God, faith comes from this. Faith comes from the Word of God. So you can say that faith is the evidence of things not seen. Or the Word of God is the evidence of things not seen. So you don't have those things, that you don't see them now, but you have the evidence by this here. This is your evidence over here. If you got the scripture, then that's your evidence. I think somebody was trying to explain that the other day. I think Pastor Rick was talking about something. He had some inheritance. It was in the bank. He didn't know it was there. So he couldn't partake in it. He couldn't get it. He couldn't enjoy it. But it was locked away in the bank. But soon as he found out it was there, he knew how to access it. So the Bible is like this. There's things that belong to you, but it's in here. You have to study them. Find out what's in there. Find the promises, and then you can stand on the promises that you have it until they manifest sometime. So you're not really crazy. You're believing this. So you'll say, well, you're crazy. You don't have. No, I'm not. I mean, the Bible says. So, but you have to study the Bible. You can't just rattle off a few scriptures and, say you got something. A lot of people, they want to rattle a few scriptures off and, just they say to me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And they just want me to pray. So they have prayer. They believe in my prayer. They believe that a pastor should actually know God and actually can get stuff for them. So they go to you. if you have a reverend in front of your name. So you all should get ordained. And then you could ask, God will, oh yeah, you got to have reverend. So we'll answer your prayer. No, God doesn't do that. You have to go by the word, right? So, okay, so so you could say Mark Hebrews 11, that faith is the substance. The Amplified says that faith is the title deed. Let's go to that Amplified in this version of Scripture here. Notice that this faith is the assurance, the confirmation or title deed. Of what? Of things we hope for. So faith, or you could say the Word of God, is the title deed. It means it belongs to you. If you find something in the Bible that belongs to you, you have to say, it's mine. I have it. I thank God. Father, I want to thank you for it. It's mine. And so you don't have to actually, you know, listen, let me just say something to you. When you find out something is in the Bible, you're reading, you're studying your Bible every day, and you're reading, then you all of a sudden something comes on that, oh, man, that belongs to me. Oh, wow. You could do two things. You could pray and say, and go on your knees, lift your hands, and say, oh, Lord, thank you so much. I just want to thank you. I praise you that you said that I can have, you know, whatever it is that you're praying for. Thank you for that. Oh, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. I receive it right now. I take it by faith. In Jesus' name. Or you could have somebody do it for you, pray for you, and you could receive it. But you can do it yourself. On the other hand, you don't have to pray. Because it's in the Bible. You could just say, bless God, it's mine. Lord, I want to thank you. Woo, hallelujah. Just walk away and just receive it. But most people that don't know anything, they think that everything you get from heaven, you have to pray about it. But if you look at it another way, that saying it, just saying it is prayer anyway, because when you pray, you say something. I was told you can either pray it or just say it. Somebody's happy. Huh? Must be counting money. No, she isn't. You understand what I'm saying? So when you pray, You're talking, you're saying words. But you're talking to God. But you could just talk to God and you know, what we call prayer is you know, we get into some kind of religious mode. Either you lift your hands, which is a good thing, you lift your hands, or you fold your hand together and you act like you're going to pray. This was, how many of you prayed like this ever when you were a kid? Lord, and you bow your head, and you have to bow your head too. And then you have to close your eyes too. Or else it won't work. If you don't do those three things, or you must, if it's really, really, you know, really hard time or critical, you have to get on your knees too. So you must remember that. But sometimes prayer doesn't work if you're laying down on your back. Because that means you're lazy, you got to get up. No, see, we all have all this religious idea. We've been trained this way, that you got to do that. That's the only way it works. But no, you can just say it. You say, thank God, the Word of God that belongs to me. I just thank you, Father, it's mine. And just walk on your way. You don't have to come here, cry, snot everywhere, tears everywhere, staining the, you know. No, you just have to say, thank God, it's mine. You don't have to shake, fall over, you know. No, you just, look, I'm just trying to tell you to get real, that believe what the Bible says. Now, we can do all those things, and it's nice to do all those things. It's nice to, you know, we need to get religious. We need, and you know, when I say religious, I mean get into some kind of stance. But let's go on here before we don't tell you the six steps. So 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, while we look not at the things, everybody say things. It's because Hebrews talks about things not seen. And James talks about the prayer of faith, and Mark talks about we can receive those things we desire. So 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are not seen, but to things which are not seen. Or, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen. So we have things that are seen and things that are not seen. You can substitute the word seen for this phrase, perceived by your senses, or perceived by my senses. So while we look not at the things that I can perceive by my senses, I don't look at those things, but I look at the things which are not perceived by my senses. Well, how am I going to look at something that I don't perceive with my senses, my five physical senses? The only way you can do that is with your heart, by believing the word. See, you can look at things in the spiritual realm. The only way you can look in the spiritual realm, unless God shows you by the gifts of the Spirit and your eyes can be opened, but you don't have to wait for that. You can look at this. This is your eye of faith. It shows you what you have. Okay, what's not manifested in life yet, whatever it could be, if you're believing for a car, look in there. I think it's 2 Corinthians 4:17 talks about a car. No, it doesn't say that in there. No, it's a thing, right? It's something you need. It's a necessity. You can believe God for a car. But, you know, like other scriptures, God gives us all things richly to enjoy. You know? I think that's 1 Timothy 6:17. God gives us richly to enjoy things. So, for the things which are seen are temporal, the second part, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So, there's spiritual things are eternal things. The Word of God is eternal. But natural things are, you know, they're substances that are just, you know, going to be here for just a little while. So they're perishable. So let's go to Romans 4:17. You know, as it is written, it's talking about Abraham here, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, if you see the word before him in the King James Version, it says, before him. I have a little tick on my Bible, the King James, and at the bottom of my Bible, it translates that, the word before him. It says, like unto God. In other words, Abraham, just like God. In other words, Abraham did exactly just like God did. Well, what did he do? Well, like unto God, or before him, whom he believed in God, who God quickens the dead, and God calls those things which be not as though they were. In other words, God calls things that are not yet there into existence by just saying it. I just finished telling you, you can pray it or you can say it. You just say, according to the Word of God, I thank you that it's mine, Lord. It's there. So you don't have to waste a lot of time. You can just go right into it. You can go into the prayer mode, you know. I mean, we're like, I'm just talking to those people right now who are constantly in fellowship with God. If you're constantly in fellowship with God, you're praising all the time. You're thanking God. You're fellowshipping with God. You know, if you live clean and holy, it takes away a lot of religiosity. You can talk to God anytime. And you don't have to repent a whole lot of things. God, sorry for this, help me, for. But if you walk with God in fellowship, you just say, God, thank you for that. It's mine. I received that. So he says, likened to God, Abraham calls those things as being out of the way. So when God told Abraham, you're a father of many nations, and he was old, his wife was barren, and they were past, you know, the age of being, you know, fruitful in their in with children, as far as that's concerned. But God told him, I have made you. Notice that he said, I have made you a father of many nations. And yet he was not able to perform, him and his wife. That's why his wife laughed when God said, you're going to have a child. She started laughing. And the angel said, why did why is Sarah laughing? And her Sarah said, no, I'm not laughing. But she was laughing, the Bible said, if you read that in Genesis. But it's like you, when somebody tells you something, that you got something, when you don't have it physically right then, you just laugh about it. Because it seems ridiculous. I'm laughing at something. You're telling me I got something when I don't have it. Well, that's the reaction that was happening over here. So this is, we're talking about the prayer of faith. So now you're not going to do this in front of people who are not accepting and they don't believe in this. And you're not going to do this in front of them because they'll ridicule you and you'd be a fool to do it because you can't cast your pearls before swine because people don't appreciate that. So you tell people who will appreciate that, the Bible and Scripture, and that what you're doing is right according to the Scripture, and you believe in God for something. So I'm giving you the Scriptures to show you, you know, the foundation of believing God. So back to Mark 11:24. In Mark 11:24, remember Jesus. Let's go to verse 22. And let's read the King James Version, Pastor Dave. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. And if you look at the King James Version, these four words, have faith in God, those four words is translated for us in my King James Bible from the original language. It says in there, have the faith of God. So that's what Jesus is talking to them, because he had demonstrated to them when he spoke to the fig tree, you will not have, no man will ever eat fruit from you. And so when the disciples came back the next day, they saw that same fig tree withered from the roots. I mean, Jesus had beautiful faith, quick faith. But Jesus said to them, you can do the same thing. So Jesus said to them, Jesus, the fig tree you cursed is withered away. And Jesus said, don't try this at home. Don't try it, you know, by yourself. Make sure you're with a professional. You know, right? He didn't say, hey, don't ever try that. You could blow yourself up. He didn't say that, right? You think about it, you know, Jesus said, hey, listen, these are really powerful hands. You know, when I pointed over there, it just killed it right then. No, you think about it that way because, you see, Jesus was telling them something. He was saying, you know, he said, wow, this is great. Look at what happened, Jesus. But Jesus said, answer them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. In other words, you can do that too. You just need to have the faith of God. And then he went into verse 23, what it was, what the faith of God is. He explained to them in verse 23. He says, for or because, it's a conjunction. He's still in the same thought. For verily I say unto you, talking to them who asked that question, who wanted an answer, that whosoever shall say, in other words, whoever it is, if you say this, now this works for people who are not Christians. Muhammad Ali said, I'm going to knock that guy out of the third round. I'm going to do this. I'm the greatest. You know, he said all these things. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. He's talking about heart faith. He's not talking about head faith. He's not talking about emotions. He's not talking about, you know, natural things. He said, now doubt in its heart. Your heart is not your head, because your heart is where faith works from. And that's why it's important to have a clean heart, because your faith will not work with resentment. Your faith is not going to work with strife in it. But you and your wife or husband, you're just strife all the time. You let that there. Your faith is not going to work. In fact, you could die if you don't get that out. It clogs up your spirit. And so it says, but shall believe. Believe where? Believe in his heart. You'll see that in other places. Believe in his heart. Shall believe, that is in his heart, not with his head, that those things, now we see things, whatever it is you're asking God for, whatever thing, those things which he said, not of whatever you said about that thing, whatever you prayed about it, okay, whatever he said there in this verse, shall come to pass. He shall have whatever the pastor said. Whatever Benny Hinn said. The TV preacher said. No? Whatever Jesus said. No, not what Jesus said either. It's not what Jesus said. Jesus already said something. He's telling somebody, it's whatever you say about what's going to happen in your life. So, what's going to happen in your life? You have to decide according to Scripture. You find the Scripture, whatever's going to happen. You have to say, listen, whatever's going to happen in your life. Okay, I'll just pull out a Scripture. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I have a great future. And, you know, I looked at, you know, I always use the Scripture, Ephesians 2:2-10, and the Amplified says that God has prepared good things for me to do. Job 8:7 says that I started out small, but my future looks wonderful. It's going to be great. My future is awesome. We have to find the Scriptures to know. The devil always likes to tell you that you're not going to make it. How many people the devil always tells you in some way? He told you you're going to kill you. You're going down. You're not going to make it. Anybody like that? A lot of times for myself, I always tell, I don't believe that. I talk to the devil myself. I don't wait for somebody to pray for me. I just go at it right away. Jesus said, you talk back. You know what Mark Hankins says, never run at your giant with your mouth closed. What does that mean? Whenever some thoughts come to your mind about failing, you say, no, in the name of Jesus. That's what, you know, he uses that analogy, that illustration. When David was coming facing the giant, he ran to his giant with his sling. He said, I'm gonna kill you today. I'm going to take your head and cut it off, and the fowls of the air, the birds are going to eat you today. We're going to feed you, your body. He said it. So he's telling us, Jesus telling us in Mark 11:23, if your faith is going to work, this is how the faith of God works. There's two principles in there that you have to get a hold of. One, it works by believing in your heart. The word believing in your heart, when it comes to prayer, is crucial. And the term believing in your heart actually refers to your spirit, your inward man, that does not need outward evidence to believe, because that would not be the God kind of faith. The only thing that the heart needs is the evidence of the Word of God. So you have to believe in the Word. You use this as your source or authority of believing something. When the devil comes to you and says, you don't have it, no, you just say, according to the Word of God, it's mine. So, Father, I want to thank you. According to your Word of God, the healing belongs to me. Matthew 8:17 says, healing is mine. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for it every day. I praise you at night, in the morning, every time I think about it. I want to thank you now that it's mine, in the name of Jesus. The devil says, no, look at you. Look at it. You got those pills in there. You got the pills inside there. Look at all those pills you're taking. I'm not talking about my pills. I'm not talking about what the doctor said. I'm talking about what this says here. I'm talking about this is the evidence. Now, I don't care about the manifestation. That's God's business. My business is to believe the Word. The second principle with the prayer of faith is found in here. It says, you say you believe with your heart. You don't doubt in your heart, but you believe with your heart. That's the first principle of the God kind of faith. The second principle is that you must believe in your words. Believe in your own words. That's why if you lie, I'll be there next Tuesday, and you don't never show up. You're not careful with your words. You don't value your words. You don't value what you say. You break promises all the time, and that's why you have a hard time believing God's promises. Because you don't believe. You think God's like you. God is not like you. You're training yourself to think that way. So if you value your words like you should, you should be saying what the word says and keep your word, even if it hurts you, even if you have to give that money you said you're going to promise, and you walk and do without the money, you give it. Because that'll save you a lot of trouble in the future. You've got to learn this and value word. And that's why people have a hard time with prayer. You got to get over this. If you don't get over this, you're not going to have the prayer faith the way you want it. You want. So the prayer faith is the granddaddy of them all as far as prayer is concerned. If you don't understand this prayer, you're not going to learn how to pray intercession. You won't know. You won't learn how to pray, how to use, or apply the prayer of forgiveness. If you have guilt in your life, you committed sins as a Christian, and you're suffering emotionally because of it, and you keep falling because you have some area in your life that you're weak, and you keep falling, and the devil condemns you, and you can't walk, by faith. You keep tripping up. The devil will destroy you with condemnation and guilt. And you won't be able to pray the prayer of faith. So you have to understand, if you understand faith, you'll be able to pray the prayer of forgiveness based on faith. And you won't be able to cast your cares or learn how to cast the cares on God if you have any worries, if you have anxieties. If you don't know about the faith part, you're not going to get rid of your worries. Because every prayer in the Bible, every kind of prayer, is based on faith. So, if we're learning the prayer of faith, Ephesians 6:18, let's go to Ephesians 6:18. Are you listening to this here? We only have a minute, and I got a whole pile of stuff I need to teach you. So here's my proposition for tonight's teaching. You can receive anything from God when you pray according to the Word of God. Let's say that again. You can write that down as your status tonight when you go to bed. This is what I learned. If they said, "What did you learn?" "I learned this. I can receive anything from God when I pray according to the Word of God." So listen to this. Listen, there's many kinds of prayers. Write that down. There's many kinds of prayers that we should learn about. If we're going to get results from our praying, it would be useful for us to understand the various kinds or various types of prayers that are contained in the Bible. So Ephesians 6:18, the Amplified Classical Edition says this. Now, let's look at this, the King James first, okay? King James says, notice this, praying always, this is talking to the Christians, praying always, this is not talking about pastors or just a prayer warrior. This is talking about everybody. This is for everybody. Praying always with all prayer. And it goes on to explain some other things in there, but we're looking at the first part of that verse, praying with all prayer. This is what we're focusing on. Let me just read the rest because there's a lot in there. And supplicating in the Spirit. We got to supplicate in the Spirit. That's a little extra. You can all supplicate in the Spirit with your spirit, with your inward man, right? So, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, you're never going to give up, and supplication for all saints. So that's lots of extra stuff for that verse of Scripture, but we're looking at that very first section, praying with all prayer. So it says, according to the King James, with all prayer or all prayer. It means all kinds of prayer. The Amplified says this. I'm looking at this verse of Scripture here. I got to hurry. Okay. Amplified says, with all manner of prayer. The Amplified translate that first section as this: with all manner of prayer, praying at all times, all manner of prayer. See that in parenthesis there? All manner of prayer and entreaty. So there's all manner of prayer. So there's more than one kind of prayer. I think that maybe, I don't know if that's the Amplified. Is that the classical? It is. So let me show you another one here. I've lost my place. The complete Jewish Bible. For though, if you're Jewish, this is yours, Jewish people. The complete Jewish Bible. If you're half, you're not that complete, so it's not for you. The complete Jewish Bible says this: with all kinds of prayer. So they must got it right, right? With all kinds of prayer. So there's more than one kind of prayer. Turn to your neighbor and do this. Say, there's more than one kind of prayer. So you have to understand. So listen. Okay, so we're talking about the prayer of faith. We're going to get into that sometime this month. So God's Word Translation Bible says this. God's Word Translation Bible says, I know somebody's writing this down. He says this: use every kind of prayer. So there's more than one kind of prayer. And so let me just say this: there's more than one kind of prayer, but most people, all they know is a prayer about asking God something. But they really don't know, they even don't know much about that prayer. They don't know about asking, so they're unsure, so they want you to pray for them. So people ask me all the time to pray for them because I'm a pastor, I've been a pastor for a long time, so they think that I'm the expert on it. And I know God more than I know them, and God hears me more than he would know them. So they have this mindset in their mind. Somebody, I don't know where they got this from, whatever, that, oh, a pastor can pray for you, and, you know, they have carry a heavy anointing. No, God will answer everybody's prayer, especially yours. Look, I might just pray one time, oh, bless them, and so on, but you're going to keep at it. And God will honor you. How many people honor their word? Okay? Don't you believe that God will honor his word? He said he'll answer your prayer. Okay, so many people not getting results because they have not learned the biblical principles of prayer. James 4:3 says, you ask not because you ask with evil intentions, wasted on your own cravings. That's one thing about it. People are praying only because for selfishness. Lord, they pray, you know, grandmother's 106 years old. And she's dying in the hospital, suffering terribly, and they're praying. Heal that grandmother. She said, leave grandma, go home. It's time for her to go home. So they're praying because they're going to miss grandma. No, maybe grandma needs to go home and you need to grow up and let a grandma go home and enjoy her life with God. So some people are just giving up on their prayer because they don't understand the prayer of faith. And so they're giving up on it, but they're still asking, hoping they're going to receive something from God. So they're frustrated and they're angry at God. And somebody was mad at me the other day because they're mad at God. They're mad at preachers. They're mad at everybody. They're mad at me because I happen to be a Christian and a preacher. And on TV. Okay, so they're mad because their prayer's not being answered, but they never show up in church. They're not teaching. They're not, you know, they won't sit here and hear what the scripture has to say from some of us who've read this Bible for 35 years. And learn something. So here, James chapter 1, verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith. So anytime you're going to ask God for something, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. The word wavering means, you know, you're in, you're out, you're up, you're down. I might have it, I might not have it. I hope I got it. I do have it, but I don't think I have it. You're up and down. But faith says, I got it, thank God. And they don't look like they're getting better. In fact, they seem like they're worse. And you ask him, do you have it? Yeah, I sure do. Well, how do you? Well, you don't look any better. You're in pain? Yes. In fact, I got more pain now since the time they prayed for me. Well, how do you say you? How come you got? You say you got it? Well, I don't walk by faith. I don't walk by faith. I don't walk by how I feel. I walk by what the Word of God says. God says it's mine. I have it. The manifestation is going to come sooner or later. And so you walk away. Then they look at you, thinking that guy's crazy. Look at him. You know when you see somebody pray. You know, there's a man here the other day. He had a wheelchair. Don't judge what you don't see. But I don't know what the man's faith is. I don't know what he believes. So I'm believing that he understands faith. Something got started there. Whether it continues, it's up to him. He has to believe when he leaves here, when he's got those legs that don't work, he's got to continue to stay in his room. Lord, thank you for healing me. I received it the day that Pastor laid hands on me. That's when I received it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody, he can't walk yet. Mark 11, 24. Let's go back there again because that's where we were. Watch this. Now let's listen to this, because this is where everybody has trouble, because all of us have trouble, especially if it's really critical. If someone in your family is almost dying, or near death, or in very troubled time, you have to stand in faith for them. You have to stand in faith with the prayer of faith, using intercession. With intercession, because when you pray to faith, you got to use other prayers to stand and believe God. Hold off the devil until help comes, sort of thing. Until they can pull themselves together. Sometimes your prayer will hold off the devils until that person can make their own mind up to stop using drugs. Or whatever it is they're having trouble with. Now let's go to verse 24. Let's go to verse 24. We're talking about the prayer of faith. Are you getting something out of this? Because this is going to help you while you're standing for something. I've got my record button on at home. Okay, watch this. Okay, therefore, so this is a continuing thought as verse 22. For verse 22 is that have the God kind of faith, or have the kind of faith God has. He's telling them to have that. Why would God tell you to have? Why would Jesus say have it if you can't have it? He's telling them to have it. Then he tells them how to have it. Believe with your heart, or don't believe what your feeling says. Don't believe what your eyes say. Don't believe what your head says. Don't believe, unless God's word is in it. Don't believe because some natural evidence. You're not going to believe with that. That's called mental faith or human faith. And Thomas, in chapter 20, of John, was trying to get heaven things, he was trying to believe with using that kind of sense knowledge faith. And he couldn't get it. Jesus said, Thomas, I don't like you right now. No, he didn't say that. He just said, Thomas, I don't like what you're doing. That's not the way to get something from heaven. He told that to Thomas. Thomas says, unless I see it myself, I won't believe it. Unless I can feel Jesus, unless I touch Jesus myself, I won't believe it. Jesus said, that's not how you get it. But blessed are those who believe and never seen. Now look at this. Don't take it out. Okay, watch this. Therefore, I say to you, Jesus is talking. Therefore, I say to you, what things, whatever it is, whatever thing you believe in. I'm glad he didn't say only just a few things. But things. So ever you desire, when you pray, believe. Not with human faith, but with God's kind of faith. With heart faith. What is heart faith? What does it mean to believe with the heart? Believing with the heart means without sense, knowledge, evidence. Without your five senses. But believing with your heart, what the word says. So believe I'm going to believe in my heart that I receive. Where? I'm going to receive in my heart. I'm receiving the Word of God in my heart. Thank you, Lord. I have it. Where do you have it? I have it in here. It's coming out of my heart. It's coming. It's coming through my heart. My spirit just rose up to God. They always say, Brother Hagin just says, reach out from your spirit and reach out to heaven. Reach out to heaven and take it. You do it with this. With the hand of faith. You believe in God. And so he says, and you will receive them. You shall receive them. You shall have, and you will have it. In the future, somewhere along the line, you're going to receive it. In the future, it's going to manifest. But for now, you're going to receive it in your heart by faith. And you have to stand in there, not wavering. Oh, I got it. I don't have it. I'm not sure if I have it or not. I'm just walking a tightrope over here. The wind is coming down. I don't know if I got it. I don't have it. Oh, I got it now. Oh, yeah, I got it. So all the way through your Christian life, this is how it's been going, when you should say, I'm a believer. I don't care what my feelings say. I don't care what they say, whatever it is, circumstance. They say, I'm not going to make it. People say, I'll never make it. I'll never make the business. My business won't work. No, and they say, you know what? I tell you what, my business is going to work. Why? Are you special? No, because the Bible says in Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, said, whatever I do prospers. Whatever I do, chapter 1, verse 3 said, whatever I do will succeed. Because my faith and my affections are on God. And I found different scriptures like that. The Lord spoke to me one day, bang, 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 give me scriptures. And said, you love me, I love you, I love your word, yes. You know, if you love God, and if you never read this word, you're a liar. You don't love God. You don't spend any time with the Word. God, Jesus, and His Word, and the Holy Spirit are one with this here. You must read this every single day. And do what it says when it comes to your mind. He said, don't steal. I got to take that. And you take it. God says, no, that's a lot. That you're stealing. Don't take what belongs to you. It doesn't belong to you. So we have to believe. Let's all stand up. I didn't give you the six steps. Till next time. Well, I gave it to you in some way. But we'll come back again. Thank you, Lord. Let's play something. Close your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. First of all, if you're going to receive it, if you're going to have the prayer of faith, number one, you must hear the Word of God. You must hear the promise. Get to the promise of God. If you're going to pray the prayer of faith, hear and find the promise. What does it say? The second thing is receive the promise by faith in your heart. Receive it. You can do that right now. You can receive the promise by faith, whatever it is. And that's why Pastor Martinez says, give me three scriptures of whatever you believe in God for. I know when I was believing God for something very strong, I went to the Bible and said, God, you got to give me scripture. Show me where that scripture is. If I get it, it's mine. I'm standing on it. The third step is ask God by faith. Ask Him. Say, God, I'm asking you according to your word. Ask Him according to the word of God. The fourth thing is you continue to stand on that. But when you're asking God, you ask Him for what you want. And then you refuse to accept anything but victory. You say, I don't care what happens from then on. I won't accept it. I'm believing on the scriptures. I'm believing on the Word of God. And then lastly, give God praise. You stand in praise until that answer comes in. From the time you receive in your heart to the time it manifests, you must, every time you think about it, if the devil even attacks you, you just lift your hands up and say, Lord, I want to thank you. I received that by faith. The devil says, I can't have it, but I'm going to say your word says I do have it. I thank you I have it right now. God does not, well not, he watches over his word in his heart. Let's say this together. Say, thank you, Father, for the prayer of faith. I believe your word. Your promises are what I'm looking at today. I receive by faith without any sense knowledge evidence. But according to the word of God, I believe the promises. I receive by faith. I'm asking you right now, based on the word of God, for that promise that my body, that my needs, that my future is secure, that I will not fail, that I'll make it to the end. No disturbances. Even if there are disturbances, I'm walking forward according to the word of God. I will not fail because you will not fail me. And I will continue to give you praise whenever hard times come, while I'm waiting for the answer to come in, because I already have it in my heart, because the word says I have it. I'm praising you based on the word, not according to what I feel or the circumstances. I thank you by faith. Lift that hand and begin to thank him in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you for the answer. We praise you. That